Yeah.
And Sarah really wanted to talk to me about the frustration of getting commissioners appointed.
Oh, really?
And I really couldn't.
So who is this task force? Like, is it like a study committee?
It's the Northern Avenue City Task Force.
Yes.
But she had questions that I couldn't answer that Nick, you could probably answer better about.
The commissioners?
Appointments.
For this commission?
For this commission.
So there's some developments.
Some of them got lost or something.
So there's,
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Tell them to not bother coming, but,
Yeah, maybe just text them and tell them that.
Why don't we shut that off for a second? Okay, I would like to call to order this, hearing of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission for Thursday, November 8, 2018. And present are Commissioners Karoff, Smilage, and myself, Beriducci. First item, is application 19.177, 63 Melcher Street. The proposed work is at the corner of Melcher and A Street level, A Street level 1, install temporary coming soon decals on two windows. So if the applicant is here, you can come up and introduce yourself and get started.
So this document here is his proposal. Projector today.
So. That's all right.
This is Michael Baresi, Director of Operations for Joint Ventures Physical Therapy and Fitness. Thank you. Welcome.
And this is where on the corner of Melcher and A, he said?
That
yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So on the picture that I'm looking at, the A Street is on this, you know, towards this side here. Is this A Street is here?
And correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So you're not at the corner. You're somewhat further back.
Yeah, that was a shot that was done by the designer. I didn't take that.
Okay. So this is what we're looking at here, the windows. Just two windows you're planning to do?
So those are just samples to show what they kind of would look like. Yes, the request would be to have one of the windows on A Street and one of the windows on Melcher Street on the side. Exactly. It would be the same.
Do one or the other.
Exactly.
Like
two of the same thing.
Blue or light, yeah.
That's correct. It would be two of the same thing.
Oh.
Either side. I was just, like I said, unfortunately, this was just from the designer.
And how long are you intending?
We plan to open February 1st.
Okay, so you keep them up, obviously, from now until then.
And this is inside or outside?
Inside the windows.
I mean, so I'm sorry, the time frame was for how long?
Until we plan on opening February 1st.
February, okay. And so you're saying either one of these two styles are planning?
Joint Ventures preference is the blue, the light.
Light?
Excuse me. The light blue. The design certainly is better on that one. The phone number reads appropriately instead of being cut off.
Right, I think it's
all
cut off. Absolutely. So we do not like that one.
Yeah.
So the light blue would be the preference.
I have no
problem with it. Yeah, you have anything? All right. So, that was simple. Any public comment on this? Okay, no public comment. All right. So, somebody want to make a motion?
We'll move that we accept the application as presented, and I would agree. I like the light blue version with you for the legibility of it.
Okay, second.
And then time frame is okay, just until February.
Yeah, I should have said. Sure.
And if you need longer time, then I guess you'd have to come back and ask for an extension. So,
thank you.
All right.
About 6 months.
You're within that. Hopefully.
And we had a second on that.
Okay, so
Commissioner Smilage, your vote?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Karoff?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. So, yeah. All right.
Cool.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yep. You'll get a letter. I'll send it to you via email.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you.
God, that's it.
That's it. Just a minute.
I hope he didn't go crazy trying to find it. Oh, wait. We have a. What's this on the back? 63.
Oh, those are my staff notes.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah.
I see. Okay. And So review and ratification of the October 11, 2018 minutes.
Yes.
Do we have any issues with that? And if not, does somebody like to make a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Okay, second.
I will second.
And we'll just say all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None.
I think that's a record.
Sure.
Typically, not to have an issue with anything, I'm just doing a little research. Typically, what's the standard that you apply when presented with a question like that? Somebody wants to hang a sign or any particular thing. Is it standard or is it just how it appeals in the picture or if you guys are comfortable with it?
I mean, it's all up to, it's all based on what their need is. Like, we have somebody, he happened to feel like they wanted to have a signs in the window panes solely. Some people come with a banner that they might want to mount to the building, but and we look at all of that, where it is on the building, what it's covering up, and some people even, do we do blade signs for temporary signs? I don't know, but basically that's it. Yeah, it's all depending on, it's got to be temporary, it's got to not wound the building at all or harm it. And
so that's in the context of what you just saw?
Yeah.
But then in a broader context, there are guidelines for the four-point channel,
yeah.
Which are, you know, it's not a phone book, but they sort of help guide how we view applications that come before us.
Like size and proportion and type of sign, there are certain criteria.
Okay, that's good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, things that come before here are a temporary sign to someone putting up a building.
Yeah.
So it really varies. Yeah, but that's a good reason.
All right.
Cool.
Any updates?
No updates. You guys saw my the guidelines I sent out for resilient historic structures?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll be working.
When did you send those?
Maybe a week and a half ago.
I'll have to go look. I didn't.
Yeah. So the mayor, with his announcement with climate change.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, we're really pushing to adapt historic buildings.
Mm.
And we gave some recommendations for specific buildings in the Four Point Channel and the South End. And, you know, we'll be promoting that heavily going forward. So just kind of coincides with the Climate Ready Boston report that they presented to you a couple months back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's it.
Hmm. All right. So, motion to adjourn. Okay, second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Cool.